This is the AI Minute brought to you by GigaOM. I'm Byron Reese. Technology news, in fact, all news, carries a nonstop narrative of technophobia with headlines such as, is a robot coming for your job? Why the future doesn't need you? Artificial intelligence, a threat to humanity? Your children will live in a world with no jobs, and so forth. This, of course, stands in sharp contrast to what technology has actually delivered. Longer life expectancies, higher standards of living, decreased infant mortality, more access to information. Knowledge is, in fact, power. The power to make your life better, and technology provides knowledge. There seems to be this huge disconnect between what technology has delivered to the world and what people are afraid it's going to do. I wish that the net result of this was simply academic, that it didn't really matter, and that, hey, it sold newspapers, so created some good jobs along the way. But it turns out that psychologists, at least some, believe that fear-mongering harms children, that the children who are subjected to long-term, low-grade stress and fear end up with brain damage that can cause them to lose 10 or more IQ points. The effect has another effect on adults that's similar, called dark cloud syndrome. And it's an idea of the world that it is far darker than reality, in fact, warrants. Technology has within it the ability to make a better world, but when the prevailing narrative is that technology is likely to destroy the world, this is a real impediment to progress, and in a way, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.